You're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
And she told me that she make them come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
Marcus Records. Vanessa Bling. Marcus Records. Alicia. Pink diamond. Go. Go best friend. That's my best friend. Go best friend. Yeah, you are my best friend. You are my sister, my best friend, my G, I'm a charge. I mean, I'm gonna sell you a thing about it. Go best friend, yeah, that's my best friend. Go best friend, yeah.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good afternoon. Let me cut me up so I can hear me, honey. Woo! Good morning, good afternoon. How y'all doing, ladies? Man, today's episode is going to be a touchy episode for me. So, bear with me through this one. And hopefully God give me the strength, yo. Because it's something that I've been wanting to get off my chest. But it's also something that I've been wanting to duck from and not talk about. But She Knows is my therapy, right? I think we all understand that. We all know that, basically. So, today's episode is entitled... Let me go down to my list to make sure I'm getting it right, okay? Today's episode is entitled, Why Is It So Hard to Have Friends as Adults? Okay? And it's not the why where I'm going to give you the answer. It's the why where it's like, bitch, I don't have the answer and I want y'all to answer it. Okay, so where it says, what you think about today's episode, make sure you put why you think it's hard to have friends as adults. And this episode was basically... This episode was basically inspired by B. Simone and Megan. They were best friends. And they had a podcast together called the For Sure Podcast. And they fell off. They're no longer best friends. They decided to go their separate ways. And I heard the last episode that they did. And I don't think it was like a they decided. I think it was more like, child. It was more like it was kind of forced in a way. I don't know how to really explain it. It was like... B. Simone wanted to keep the podcast, but she didn't want to be friends with Megan anymore, you know? And Megan was trying to fix it and still be B. Simone's friend because she can't see herself doing the podcast without being her friend. So then it was like B. Simone was open to trying to rekindle the friendship all because she was trying to save the podcast, which is a business, right? And I don't watch their podcast that much. I watched it a couple times because they had some motivational parts that I did like or whatever. I watched it a couple times. But whenever I did watch their podcast, it was always some type of weird tension. B. Simone has a very detached... Is it called detached? Yeah, she's very detached when it comes to her emotions. And that's a lot of people, but I think that's what it is. Like when a conflict occurs... B. Simone can detach and not want to address the conflict, and she tries to, like, just focus on business or what's, like, currently going on. Like, she can detach her emotions. She has a detached love style, I guess that's what it's called. So I noticed that from watching B. Simone. And I noticed with Megan, it's more like if something's bothering her, she wants to talk about it. Like, she don't know how to, like, let it go. And then once her mood is off or something's not sitting well with her, it just throws the whole shit off. So... I noticed that. So this episode was mainly going to be about B. Simone and Megan from the, what's the podcast called? Know For Sure podcast. And it was also going to be about the City Girls. That's where the inspiration came from. And it also came from my life as well because I got some shit I want to talk about too. And yeah, we just going to talk about friendships and why is it hard to make friendships as adults? Why are we falling apart with each other? Are people really our fucking friend? You know, and I know y'all probably sick and tired of hearing me talk about friendships, but today we're going to talk about it a different way. Not so much like fuck them bitches, because I do have my moments where I'd be like, fuck them bitches, I don't give a fuck. Da, 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 da. Not on some, oh, this friend did me dirty. No, I want to talk about a genuine friendship. And, yeah, so like I said, it's going to be a little touchy for me. Bear with me, but let's first talk about B. Simone and Megan. So B. Simone and Megan, like I said, they had a podcast together called the Know For Sure Podcast. They were best friends for 20 years. And when you watch their podcast, they're totally different. B. Simone is a little bit more hype. Megan is a little bit more calm. She's more into Christianity. B. Simone is a little bit gone with the wind. It's like she has her foot halfway in when it comes to her religion and halfway out, you know. But I think that comes with her just being in an entertainment lifestyle or whatever case may be. The background between them two, yes, they've been friends for 20 years, but Megan was originally working for B. Simone. Then they became friends. And then at the current point of the podcast, they were working together. And now they're no longer friends. So it's a lot of dynamics that plays a role in it, because when you go from working for someone and then being a friend and now you got to work with them, you still kind of put in that she's the boss type of dynamic. What else can I touch on with their friendship? But yeah, they fell out. And when their friendship ended, we seen Megan go on the Dear Future Wife podcast, which, I love him. We're on the Dear Future Wife podcast, and she was saying, like, you know, well, the interviewer was asking, or the podcaster was asking, you know, everybody wants to know what happened to B. Simone. You know, and she was just like, people outgrow each other. People go their separate ways. Everybody have a different path, this, and that. She didn't throw dirt on B. Simone's name. She just kept it as like, you know, she's still grieving and she wish it didn't go the way it went. But everything happens for a reason and it is what it is type shit. And I have to say, that's very mature of her. And you could tell that she really looked at that girl as her friend, because she didn't feel the need to drag her. And that's something that I tell my friends all the time, and I can't say, well, yeah, sometimes I tell my friends all the time, you know, like my best friends. Well, I'm no longer friends with one of my best friends, and that's my bitch, that's my best friend, and we're no longer friends, and it's not something that's officially been out there. It's not like we made a stamp, like, oh, we're no longer friends, but I kind of made that stamp. I kind of drew that line in the sand. And maybe in the future we can rekindle. I don't know. But as of right now, we're no longer friends. And she was my best friend. Yes. Where was I going with this? When I tell my best friend, when I would talk to her, I would tell her all the time, like, you know when someone's really your friend because they don't feel the need to drag you. There's not going to be no post on social media. There's not going to be no argument. There's not going to be no all this extra shit. There's not going to be no just telling people, oh yeah, we're no longer friends, and da-da-da. You know, just talk bad about your name. Like, this is the first time I'm actually coming out and saying, hey, we're no longer friends, you know? And those that listen that know who I'm talking about, they're gonna put two and two together, whatever. But as of putting on social media or telling everybody their mama, like, yeah, me and such, we're no longer friends, like, I don't do that. And I don't feel the need to drag her, and she doesn't feel the need to drag me. And vice versa. My other female friend who I was best friends with, I knew her for years. I knew both of these girls for years, like 10 plus years. We had a falling out once. We stopped talking. We stopped being friends for about 5 years, and then we rekindled. We're now friends again. And in those 5 years of us not being friends, people did not know we weren't friends. Like, I mean, her own mother and grandmother did not know we were not friends. Like, people would text my phone and be like, oh, where is such and such? And I would be like, in my mind, I'd be like, I don't even fucking talk to her. Like, I'm not even, I haven't talked to this girl in years. You know, it's been months since I heard from her, but I would text, you know, her boyfriend or whoever I know that's with her and be like, yo, tell her grandmother looking for her, her mother looking for her, you know what I mean? Is everything okay over there? And leave it like that. It was never something that needed to be broadcast that we are not fucking with each other. Because I just feel like, when you really love somebody, you don't feel the need to do all that. So I get where Megan was coming from, and I think Megan genuinely seen B. Simone as her friend. On the other half with B. Simone, I don't think B. Simone really seen Megan as her friend. And I hate to say that, but the reason why is because I'm 50-50 with it, and it's because when she announced her podcast now, she's decided to do her own podcast, and it's called Let's Try This Again. When she announced it, there was two cheers. She walked in and she's like, why is this chair right here? And it's like the way she did it. Like, why is this chair right here? Oh, yeah, get rid of this. And, you know, and they threw the chair out. And she was like, okay, let's try this again. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she was giving off the subliminal, but it was giving shady. Like, yeah, no, bitch, I'm not fucking with her. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm doing my own shit this time. And I didn't think that that was even called for. Now, while I'm saying I'm 50-50 on it, if it was shade or not, is because I know that as someone who is in the social media, someone who is in the entertainment business, they want to capitalize off of any sort of attention, any type of publicity, whether it's negative or positive. So everybody's asking her what's going on with her friend, whatever case may be. She will make it look like, oh, I'm about to drag this bitch, or we're gonna talk about it, because she know that that's what y'all want to hear. You get what I'm saying? Even if she get on her podcast and she don't talk about it, she just know that those are the things that's gonna make her go viral. You know what I mean? So I think maybe she was doing it as a publicity stunt, basically, but it was giving shady. So it makes me wonder, did you really see this girl as your friend? And then it was a lot of times where she was speaking about, like, stay away from people who want you to dim your light just to make them feel more comfortable. That kind of rubbed me the wrong way as well, because I was just like, hold up, why is all this coming out now? And you've been friends with this girl for 20 plus years. So if you felt some type of way about Shorty Doo-Wop, that's kind of, it makes you wonder, like, Was y'all really friends? Okay, so that's a little bit of the background with B. Simone and Megan. And then when they did the last episode they did together, where they were talking about how they were going to go to therapy together and stuff like that, you can hear, they deleted the episode, but you can find it still on YouTube somewhere. You can hear that Megan was really heartbroken about the friendship coming to an end, and she even said, like, she's praying against division. She hopes that, you know, whatever we're going through currently, it doesn't divide us. She doesn't want them to be divided. So she really cared about B. Simone, and she did not want that friendship to end. Like, it really hurt her, and she was vulnerable with her feelings. On the other hand, B. Simone was more like, I fucks with you, but just not on that level type shit. She was giving, I just want to do the business with you. I don't want nothing personal to do with you. You know, like, whatever case may be. And granted, we don't know what happens behind closed doors, because that's exactly what I want to get into later on. You don't know what happens behind closed doors to make people feel like that, where it's like, on a personal level, I can't fuck with you. But this business part is doing good, so we can keep this going. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know what was transpiring behind closed doors, where Beast Mode was like, I can't fuck with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So we really don't know, and they're never going to really discuss that anyway. So that's what happened with them too. Now, as for the City Girls stopped being friends. And I mean, we all predicted it. I was hoping that it wouldn't have ended up being an ending of a friendship. I was hoping that they would go their separate ways, grow separately, and then come together and just drop some fire ass shit. Because we see them developing great individually. And when JT said, what she say? She said, rapping solo, but I'm still in the group, some shit like that. It's like she kept mentioning in each bar, like, nah, she's still fucking with the City Girls, but she doing her own. She want to do her own little thing real quick, or whatever case may be. So I just felt like that's how I wanted it to go. Like, I wanted them to grow separately and then come together and just be like some bomb ass shit. But sad to say, it was noticeable that the friendship was going left, because the last album they did, they didn't promote it as well. Then they were talking about Carisha getting a reality TV show. And then on The Breakfast Club, JT was like, you might not see me on there. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm be on there. You might not see me on there. And then Carisha's like, no, you're not going to be on there. So it's just like, damn, what the fuck? Like, why would I not be on there? We're the City Girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would I not be on there? So it was like they were doing their own separate thing, but it was giving shade. It was like JT wanted the friendship to work more than Carisha wanted the friendship to work. So I feel like JT and Megan wanted the friendship to work, and Carisha and B. Simone was on some other shit. And I'm not going to lie, in a weird way, when I talk about my friendship that we're going to get into talking about my situation, in a weird way, I kind of can understand B. Simone, and I could kind of understand Carisha. So it's like, I kind of get it, because it's about growth at the end of the day. It's about evolution, you know, evolving and shit. And some people just don't be on that same time with you. So then you kind of got to let them go type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of could see that with them. But then I can also sympathize with how Megan and JT felt. Because in reality, I'd be holding on to these friendships. I don't want to let it go. I really don't. Especially my, like I said, my best friend not being friends anymore. Well, ex-best friend. I don't, like, even saying ex-best friend, it just don't sound right rolling off the tip of my tongue. Like, me saying we're no longer friends, it just don't sound right. And all these years, I've been trying to just hold on to it. And I think this year, I just realized, like, bitch, I'm frozen. I gotta let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, let it go. Let it go. You know, like, if it's meant, it's meant. But if it ain't, it ain't. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. But watching their friendship unfold on both ends was, it was very, it was sad for me. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, like I said, I can put myself in both people's shoes. In all parties, and I can see how they feel. I can sympathize with them. So, especially with my current situation that I'm going through, it was hard to watch unfold. Especially seeing JT and Young Miami arguing on Twitter. Like, that's the thing. That right there, I would never do. Excuse me. I would never do. Like, even the subliminals and all that, that's not me. Now, I know when we're not talking, me and people I stop being friends with, they might think that I'm throwing a subliminal at them. But I wouldn't be throwing a subliminal at a bitch that I feel like was never my friend. But, like, my A1, day one, like, if I called you my best friend, I don't feel a need to throw a subliminal at you. Like, I can call you, bitch, and I can say how the fuck I really feel. You know what I mean? And I don't have no build-up animosity towards you that I need to put on social media. I feel like if you're making a subliminal, it's because you've been holding on to this shit for a long time. I don't have nothing that I've been holding on to for a long time. Like, I don't have no secret animosity type shit. I just don't, because what do I get out of that type? You know what I mean? Like, what do I actually get out of that? But, yeah, I wanted to talk about it because you see the dynamic in both of these friendships. I think the dynamic changed once success became a factor. You know, once success became a factor, the dynamic changed. Because now Megan is seeing this person that is not her friend. Like, who you are on camera and who you are in real life are two different people. You know, and I'm glad and blessed to have a friend that understands that, that knows that Ms. Brownstone and Victoria are two different people. We may have the same beliefs and same morals to a certain extent, but we're two different people. You know what I mean? Like, what I present on camera, what I present on mic is not going to be the version of me that my friends get to see. You know what I'm saying? My vulnerability, or, you know, even some of my ugly flaws, some of the things I don't like about myself, things that I'm working on, those things that my friendships, my friends may get to see, my man may get to see, but it's not for my listeners to see. You know, I'm a human being and I'm still working on me. You know what I mean? So I think Megan got to see B. Simone at her rawest, you know, her at her core. And then when money started coming in, she got to see this character that B. Simone created. And Megan is not a superstar. She's not used to that type of light. This is the most sense she ever got. So she don't know how to cut it on and cut it off, or how to, like, you know, be like, oh, that's just this character. This ain't even who the fuck she is right now. This bitch on some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, ignore her. Like, dismiss the shit. She don't know how to, like, get her feelings out of certain shit, or how to perform, basically, performing. So I think that also played a role in it, where it was like the person that B. Simone was presenting, or maybe the way that B. Simone was acting, or whatever the case may be. I think it bothered Megan so much that she moved it over into the podcast, because she don't know how to separate the two. And then B. Simone, because she's been in that industry for a while, entertainment industry for a while, she can get on camera and be Simone and not let whatever conflict they had prior to affect it, and you know, and give a show, you know what I mean, knowing that it's fake as shit. But give a show. So I think that was a lot of problems with their two relationship. And as for Megan, as for JT and Young Miami, I really think that JT felt some type of way about Young Miami doing the things she was doing. Like, JT is a real, like, you know, JT is like a real life, I just want to get my money and go home. Like, you would never think you would see that in a famous person. Like, I just want to rap, get my money, go home. You know what I mean? Like, that's really JT. Like, she's not trying to be in the fashion shit. She's not trying to be big. She's not trying to go commercial. She's like, I want money, and I want to go the fuck out type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, her being around Young Miami, Miami wanted to do fashion. She wanted to do merch. She wanted to make herself bigger than what she actually was. She wants to hang around Ari and them. She wants to be in the celebrity lifestyle. You know what I mean? She really wants to be a celebrity. She likes the fame. Versus JT just likes the craft and wants to get paid and go home. So they have this conflict because it's like, you're too involved in this type of life, and I'm not trying to be that. You know what I mean? So now you're having a friend who y'all going in two different paths type shit, you know? So I think that was their thing, where I think JT was sitting back and seeing how big Miami was getting, and it might have affected her ego. It might, you know what I mean? Like, because we all have an ego. It might have affected her ego, where people are now comparing the two and making it seem like, oh, JT don't put herself out there. JT don't do it. Even though we know who the better rapper is, period, point blank, we know it's JT. But I think that might have took a blow to her. You know what I mean? And I think with Young Miami, I think Young Miami might have felt some type of secret animosity towards JT, because it was always, when it came to rapping, we mentioned JT. We knew JT could rap. We knew Miami was just a personality. You get what I'm saying? So I think that bothered her, but she felt like she had to step up her cookies a little bit and prove that she deserved her spot and that she could fucking rap. You know, like, putting these two girls against each other. And then they both was growing in two different ways, which kind of affected the friendship, if that makes any sense. So I wonder if adult friendships don't work out because we get older and realize that we want separate things out of life. Like, I really wonder if that's the case, because as for my situation, you know, and like I said, bear with me, because like I said, this is a touchy subject for me, and I'm just being transparent. But as for my situation, me and my best friend, well, ex-best friend, we were friends for, like I said, 10 plus years. That's my bitch. And before I even get into all of that, I just want to say I'm never going to talk bad about this girl. I'm never going to drag this girl. I genuinely have nothing but love for her. And that's just what it's always going to be, regardless. Even if 20, 30 years from now, we're still not talking, I'm still going to love her. And I'm always going to wish her the best. And I wish her nothing but success in her life. So that's that. But when I think about that friendship, I think that what it was. It was, I want something else. I want something different than what you want. You know, and I see things in you that you don't see in yourself, and I can't be around someone who's consistent. And I'm not trying to say she's a bum, because she's not a bum, but it's like, we just on two different planets, like, we on two different planets, if that makes any sense. So, let's just take mini story time, right? Make this as quick as I can get, and, not as personal on her behalf as in telling her story, because it's her life and it's nothing that needs to be discussed on my end of telling her life. You get what I'm saying? But the parts of it that fits into the story will be discussed, okay? So let's take a blast down memory lane. Like I said, me and this girl been friends since high school. We've been friends for 10 plus years. This is my bitch. Whatever case may be. In the beginning of our friendship, we were tight. Like, peanut butter and jelly, bitch. We was always together. We always hung out. We talk on the phone 24/7. Even as adults now, until the ending of our friendship, we talked on the phone every day. I mean, there's not a day go by that I don't speak to this girl. This is my bitch, right? But when we got out of high school, I won't even say out of high school. Even when we were in high school, we were different. Like, let's just start from the beginning. Even when we were in high school, we were different. She always been the girl that wants to be in love. She always been a girl that wants to be up under a boy, wants to be, you know, in love. And, you know, she's just fascinated. Like, you know how some people who just love the idea of love, you know, and that type of shit is deep rooted from childhood trauma and other things like that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that. And I'm not saying that as in like, oh, she didn't experience love. Take it how you want to take it, because I'm not going to tell the girl business. But it's more something that you yearn when you didn't really get it as a kid type shit. So she just always wanted, you know, and it could be daddy issues. We don't know. You know what I mean? I'm not going into depth with why I think that as the situation. But she just always was the type of girl that was boy crazy, always wanted to be with a guy, always wanted to be up under a guy. Me, I was the type of girl that was more like, I want to be outside. I want to have fun. I want to get money. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we were always different. When we were in high school, she had a boyfriend and I had a boyfriend too. But when it didn't work out, Vicky was outside. Okay. So she had a boyfriend and her boyfriend was always like, every nigga she got with was always controlling, manipulative, always tried to belittle her. Every man she dated just didn't deserve her, period, point blank. Like, it's no other way to say it. They didn't deserve her, and they didn't like me. They never liked me, and I think they never liked me because I was the bitch that woke her up each and every time. Like, uh-uh, bitch, no, you deserve way better, and you could do better. You know what I'm saying? So her first relationship in our friendship, she dated this guy, and I could not stand this motherfucker. I lied to you not. I could not stand him, and he could not stand me as well. I was a rebel, you know what I mean? As compared to how men have women they could have at, men at this age had girls they could keep at home and couldn't do certain shit. I was a rebel because I was more like, I knew I was a pretty girl and I knew I could get another you. And I didn't take shit serious. Her, at the end of the day, she thought she was going to be in love and get married. Me, I was like, fuck that nigga. You feel me? So her dudes never liked me. I never liked him. Type shit. So the first guy, she was just always boy crazy. I always want to talk about him and shit like that, and I just wasn't into that type shit. So that was like, it been like this from high school. Once we got out of high school, she started dating other guys, and they were all the same, controlling, bums, manipulative. That's just how they were, and they all didn't like me because I was the girl that was just like, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? We going outside. Fuck him. Da da da. You feel me? Like, I'll go outside where she can meet another nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I was the friend where, you know, you have that friend where she'll be in the house crying about a dude, and then her homegirl comes over, and her homegirl's like, fuck that nigga. Like, what the fuck? Like, you lit. Da da da. You know what I mean? And now she's a whole different bitch when her friend's around. Yeah, that was our dynamic type shit, right? So, we had our first falling out after high school, and she decided to date somebody that I was very close friends with. And I don't have a problem with that. I just think that the way it went down wasn't the best. You know, like, and I'm not saying you gotta run it by me. I'm just saying, like, it comes off very sneaky when you know this person is my male friend and you're trying to hide that you were trying to talk to him. So it comes off like, all right, boom. I know Miss Brownstone and this guy have been friends for a long time because he would come to my house all the time. I'll be on the phone with her and I'd be like, oh, James just got here. And she'd be like, oh, okay, well, since James there, call me back. You know, I ain't trying to interrupt nothing. I'd be like, no, me and James just friend, girl. It ain't even like that. You know what I mean? Me and James just friends. And she'd be like, oh, okay. So then one day, she comes to my house and James happens to be at the house. And her and James just happen to hit it off, you know? So when her and James hit it off, they flirting or whatever, they decide to exchange Instagrams. Now, all this is taking place without me fucking knowing, right? They try to exchange Instagrams or whatever. And then, like, later on that night, she goes home. Me and James and my other homegirl, we go out to a party. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, old girl that was at the holiday. I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, that's my bitch. He's like, oh, I got her Instagram. She'd been messaging me. She wanted me to come through. So I'm like, okay, you know what I mean? Whatever. Like, he's telling me what's going on. And she never told me about him and her. So they ended up smashing, ended up being in a relationship, ended up them moving in together, right? And no problem over here, you know what I'm saying? But I always thought it was weird, like, why you didn't want to tell me about him that you was feeling him? You get what I'm saying? Like, because if you know he my friend, I'll be like, yo, like, I'm feeling James. Like, what's the tea with James type shit? It was like she wanted to beat me to the pie or something like that. It was just a little weird. You know what I mean? It was just a little weird to me. So I thought at first it was all in my head. I'm like, nah, maybe she just didn't, you know, she was just in a moment because she liked him. She didn't really think none of it or whatever. So now her and James are living together. They're dating. Every time she would call me, she would call and talk about James 24/7. But James is also my friend. So it's like, I'm listening and everything like that. I'm happy your relationship is going good, but I don't really want to talk about your relationship too much because James is my friend. And it's just like, it puts me in an uncomfortable position where, like, if you tell me James is some fucked up shit to you, I can't even, I might want to approach James to say something to him about it, but at the same time, James is my male best friend, right? So it's like, I can't do that. And if James tell me some shit, I can't run and come and say something to you. You know, it just was like an uncomfortable position. You know what I mean? Like, it was. Even if James was cheating or if she was cheating, it just put me in an uncomfortable position. Or whatever case may be. Even though, conversation was a different day, but James was a fucked up motherfucker at the time. But if she would have came to me and told me that she liked James, I would have told her, like, James is not the nigga you need to be dating, girl. He's a gigolo. Got a lot of love. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I would have told her that. So fast forward, at this current time in our friendship, her and James are dating, right? And then it becomes, James starts to tell me how she don't want me and him being friends anymore. She's like, oh, you need to pick between me or her. And I'm like, hold up, but didn't she meet you through me? You get what I'm saying? Hold up, my head hurt. My band two knots was too tight, okay? But yeah, I'm like, but hold on, didn't she meet you through me? So why would it be a whole, oh, she don't want us being friends anymore type shit? So at first, I didn't believe James. I was just like, nah, this my best friend. She wouldn't even, nah, she ain't thinking like that, da, da, da. Until I started seeing text messages of basically her saying to James, you got to pick. You know what I mean? And I don't like that you've been over her house and this, and that, blah, blah, blah. She didn't like our friendship, but she knew we had this friendship from the beginning. You get what I'm saying? So it started to come off like she was worried that I was going to, like, fuck with James, knowing that me and James been friends all these years. So then one day we go to a party. Well, I go to a party and she's supposed to be there. And as I go into the party, I see a girl that we both knew, and the girl's like, oh, you and such still friends? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, at this current time, our friendship's a little rocky, but we're still friends. I'm like, yeah, we're still friends or whatever. And the girl's like, well, I heard that she told James' male best friend girlfriend that she feel as though you was trying to take her man, and that's why she's not really fucking with you, because she feel like you trying to take James from her, you trying to take her man. And I'm like, huh? Now the whole time my best friend at the time was coming to the party. So when she's coming inside the party, I stopped her downstairs in the lobby. I'm like, yo, do you want to talk about something? Like, it's something you got, like, towards me? Because let's just say Tiffany said that you said this, and that. You know what I mean? Like, do you got some type of issue with me and James being friends? Even though I seen the text messages, I know she does. But I'm just, like, trying to give her the chance to say it. And she's like, no, and I didn't say that, da, 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 blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Fast forward, that caused us to have a falling out, because the text messages didn't stop at that one point when it was like, oh, between me and you got to choose between me and Miss Brownstone. It was continuous messages. It went to her mom even texting him and me seeing it, talking shit about me and all this stuff, and, you know, telling him he had to make a decision. It went to him being stressed out. It was causing mayhem in our friendship. It went to me calling her, trying to get her to talk about it. She didn't want to, so I was like, you know, I'm just gonna remove myself, or whatever case be. Our friendship just went, like, it just didn't, it was too much going on. He stayed dating her. You know, he was still in a relationship with her for a little bit until she found out that he was a cheating, lying ass, using ass nigga. But yeah, he stayed in a relationship for her with a little bit, but me and her friendship, it ended because it made me wonder, like, what do you think of me? We're best friends. Why would you think I want your man? You know what I mean? Like, and I already felt like you was being sneaky by not coming to me and telling me that you was feeling him from the beginning, because it just came off like, and be here to the pie, because she would always make comments about me and him, and I'd be like, ain't nothing going on, girl, da da da. You know what I'm saying? So it was just weird. So that was our first falling out in our friendship. We stopped talking, and then we ended up talking again because her mom passed away. And when I seen her mom pass away, I was just like, oh my God, like, let me reach out to her, because even though her mom sent them text messages, I really had mad love for her mother. Her mom was dope as shit, and I had mad love for her. You feel me? So I was just like, damn, like, this was my sister, so I can't let my sister go through this alone. So I reached out. We rekindled, and at this time, she was married, and she was just living a whole different life. And we just went back to how things went. Like, we never really, we touched on the first falling out with James. We touched on it a little bit. But at that point in life, it was more like, it's the past, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck? We touched on it, we talked about it, whatever case be, and we moving on. At this point, when she's married and we become friends again, it was like our relationship was so much better. You know, it was like our relationship got stronger. And at that point, I was just like, I don't want to be that friend that's not around when shit get hard. We all know that friend. Shit get hard and that bitch is nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? So it's like, are you really my friend? You know what I mean? So I just was like, I vowed that I wasn't going to be that friend for her. Like, I wasn't going to be that friend to her. I want to be there through the shit you go through. Through thick and thin. Through the bad, the ugly, and the sometimes uncomfortable type shit. So our friendship got stronger. We had arguments, because all friends have arguments. I wouldn't say arguments, because it was never, like, intense when we got to yelling at each other. But we had arguments, we had disagreements and stuff, but we still was rocking out as best friends. She was there for me through tough things I've been through with my move and just adjusting to life. I was there from tough things she went with, you know, just burying her mom and just now being a newlywed and all of the things that was going on at that time. Not going to tell the girl business. But yeah, all the things that was going on at that time. And I was there through that whole marriage, even down to the divorce. I was still there because that was my friend. After the divorce, she starts fucking with this guy. And like I said in the beginning, she was boy crazy. So after the divorce, she started messing with this guy who... he just ain't shit. And she's still probably talking to him. I don't know, because I haven't spoken to her in months. But last time I spoke to her, she was still dealing with this guy. We gonna just call him Bum, because he's a fucking bum. So she starts dating Bum, or dealing with Bum or whatever, after her divorce. And you know how you friends with someone and you could just see the shit they can't see? And you just like... this nigga don't deserve you. And you don't even deserve to be fucking with a nigga like this. You know what I mean? Like, it's a privilege that you're even in this nigga presence. And once you really realize that you can do better, you will do better. You know what I mean? When I first met him, I automatically was like, girl, don't waste your time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm that friend. Like, I'll tell you straight up. Like, I can't watch my friend jump off a roof, a cliff, and not try to stop you. I can't watch my friend, like, hurt herself and cry and just watch it. Like, I'm that bitch that's like, well, you don't have to hurt. Like, we could fix this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to watch you get done dirty. Like, I'm just not that bitch. Like, I just can't watch you get done dirty. No matter how much people may want you to shut the fuck up and let them learn from their mistakes. And it might sound good, but I just can't watch your downfall. You know what I mean? If I could prevent it, I'm a fucking prevent it. So when I first met the bum, I was already on it like, girl, please don't do it. You know what I mean? And if you choose to entertain this, have your motherfucking fun, one and done. Like, don't get caught up. You know what I mean? But sad to say, she got caught up. And I guess she fell in love with this guy. And there's a lot of other things that took place in their relationship. But this nigga was just, don't you know no good? No good. Okay. The nigga just ain't shit. You know what I mean? But this brings us to where we at now. Our second falling out, right? So she's dating the bum or dealing with the bum. And the bum constantly want to rock out with his cock out. And if you knew that she knows, you know that means the nigga want to cheat all the time. And at this point, it was like, is he really cheating? Because he was really living a double life. Like, he had her, and he had a bitch that he was living with kids with, and just a whole nother life. You get what I'm saying? And her and the girl knew about each other. They was arguing. It was just like, come on. To the point where it was like, you can't even be mad at this bitch. You gotta be mad at him, because this nigga just, don't you know no good? No good, okay? The nigga just can't get right, bitch. He just can't get right. You know what I'm saying? You know a nigga that just can't get right, okay? Shit. I love my Mr. Wrong. He was Mr. fucking Wrong, okay? So it was just like mad shit he was doing. We talking about babies on her, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga just was a fucked up nigga. And like I said, this brings it to our third argument third fall now, because she will always call and complain about him. And I get it. I know y'all think that, oh, your friend should never be sick of hearing what you're going through and this and that. But I'm sorry. I get sick of it. And it's not because, all right, I know you, if it was her breaking up with him and she was calling every day talking about how she missed the bum and she's trying and she's grieving and she don't know how she's gonna get over it, that's one thing. But it's another when you're having the same conversation with me about how this nigga ain't shit and how you don't want to be here, but you never move. Like, I'm not a talker. I'm about that motherfucking action. Period, point blank. I'm the bitch that's gonna cry and do a drive-by at the same time. I'm the bitch that's gonna watch you cry, wipe your tears off, and be like, bitch, what we doing next? Because what's the solution? You know what I mean? Like, while you're sobbing and crying about the problem, I'm already thinking of a solution, and I'm pitching an idea to you and the motherfucking plan, and I'm like, let's get going, because we can't cry but for so long. Crying is cool, but when we done crying, are we getting back to this work? Because life does not have PTO time. Life does not give you sick days. You know what I mean? The ball got to keep motherfucking rolling, whether you depressed, whether you done fucking had an abortion, whether you done had a miscarriage, whether you down on your luck, whether you broke, whether your mama just died, whether your daddy just beat your ass, whether you just got molested. You know what I mean? Whatever. Think of the most worst situation. It could be pouring, raining outside. And you know they say when it rains, it pours, bitch. Life is still going to go on. So I'm that type of person, and I'm that type of friend where it's like, okay, we could cry. I'm cry me a river. I will cry with you, but come on and just come up with a solution. That's me. I'm like that with myself. I'm like that with everybody. You know what I mean? And I think maybe my childhood played a role, because I never had that privilege to whelp. You know what I mean? I never had that privilege to cry. And just sit in my feelings as a kid. My mother was just not that, you know what I mean? I'm not saying she treated me like a little nigga. My mom was just more like solution-based. Like, we can cry. That's cool. But what's next? Because life goes on. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. And in 3 months, you ain't gonna know a nigga last name. So on to the next one, okay? But she was just like complaining and crying about the same shit with this nigga all the time. And at some point, we can't keep blaming someone for something when you're participating too. Like, at this point, you're no longer a victim. You know what I mean? You're a participant, bitch. You helped this nigga commit the fucking crime, okay? You're guilty by motherfucking association, all right, at this point. I should be locking both of y'all the fuck up. And so it's like, we could cry, but I'm not going to keep having a pity party with you about some shit that you could have prevented. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people don't realize that the stress that they're going through is shit that they caused themselves. You get what I'm saying? Because if a motherfucker keep burning you, how many times you going to come around and let a nigga light a match? You know what I mean? Like, if you know every time he light this match, he set the shit on fire, then how many times will keep letting him come around and light a fucking match? You get what I'm saying? Like, if you know every time this person come into your life, they fuck your whole shit up, why do you keep letting them into your life? At some point, you got to be like shutting the door. You know what I mean? So you keep opening the door. You keep allowing it type shit. So I got sick of hearing it. And at this, at our second falling out, you know, she was calling me and she was complaining about some shit that she been complaining about with this guy since 2019. And it is now 2022. You know what I mean? 2022 or some shit. It's like she just was complaining about some shit with this nigga that she been complaining about since 2019. And I personally, I can't even say since 2019 because I moved here in 2017. So she was complaining about some shit that she was complaining about with this nigga, about this nigga from 2017. You get what I'm saying? Or 2018. I'll give a 2019 as a grace period. You know what I mean? That's me being graceful. I'll say 2019. But it's like, it's been years. You've been complaining about the same shit. This nigga not going to change. And you're not changing your situation. So I don't want to hear it. You get what I mean? So when she called, it was early in the morning. I literally just, you know, on some Biggie Small shit, woke up, wiped the cold out of my eyes type shit. You get what I'm saying? And I had just got fired from my job, and now I'm starting a temp agency. I'm starting to work at a temp agency, and I'm trying to get this podcast shit off the ground. You know what I mean? Like, now you know how they say seed, sow, harvest type shit? I was at the just planting the motherfucking seed, bitch. You know what I mean? So my mind is, I just got fired. I'm going to a temp agency just so I can have some motherfucking money so that I can get this podcast room, so that I can get the equipment I need for this podcast, so I could just see what the future holds. Because I don't even know right now. I don't know. You get me? So that's where I was at the moment. And she called early in the morning, just woke me up out of my motherfucking sleep. I'm rushing to get to work. And she's just on the phone and she's just going off about this nigga. The same shit that she's always saying. And I get it. Sometimes you just want to vent. Because she's that friend where she's like, I don't want you to say shit. I just want to vent because I already know. I don't want to hear it. I'm sick of hearing the same shit. But I just want to vent. And I get it to a certain extent. Because a piece of me feel like, if you don't want to hear what I got to say, stop calling. You know what I mean? Like, and that time my homeboy did this. Because my homeboy kept complaining about his relationship to me. And then got mad when I tell him the truth. And he's like, I don't want to hear that right now. I'm like, you called me. You called and told me. If you don't want anybody to criticize your situation or give you advice or speak the truth into you, you know, or cut the bullshit out that you're talking about, you know, because I'm the type of person that I'm going to eat the meat, spit out the bones type of person. If you don't want anybody to do that, then don't call telling me. If you know that I'm going to be the bitch that's going to give you the raw, honest truth, and you know you don't want to hear the raw, honest truth, then don't come to this bitch with the bullshit, because you know I'm going to chew the meat and spit out the motherfucking bones each and every time. I'm going to be that bitch. So go to someone that's not going to say shit. Like, if you want to vent and not hear what people got to say about your situation, then you should go to, what is that, when they go to the Catholic church and the guy be in a little thing and you confess all your sins to him and he don't say shit, you should go talk to him. You're better off talking to him than Ms. Brownstone. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it is type shit. So she was just going off, and I didn't say anything because I knew she just wanted to vent. And I just was like, and that's something that I changed because I knew that this was my friend. This is my best friend. This is how she is. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up and let her vent. So her energy was just so negative. It was coming through the phone and it was just like, wah, 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 wah. It was just a lot. And I just woke up and it was just throwing me off because I'm already dealing with real life shit as it is right now. I just got fired. You know what I mean? I got a podcast I'm trying to get. Like, I just had my own shit going on. And I just didn't give a fuck about the bum because I just feel like it's other shit we talk about than this fucking nigga. You know what I mean? So she's just on the phone going off by him. And all I did was take a deep breath because I needed to, I don't want to say brush the negativity off, but I needed to okay, we good. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people calling you and they trauma dumping or they just yelling and shit, that shit can be draining. It can come over to the phone and now you wonder why your whole day you're angry or you running red lights or you just rah, 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 you got road rage or you just like sick of being there. Because this person done drained you by bringing all their negative shit over to your motherfucking ear type shit. You get what I'm saying? So that was basically like what she did. So I took a deep breath and she was just like, you know what? I'll call you back. And I was just like, okay, you know. And then, like, when she didn't call back, I said, all right, she's upset. She is really pissed off because she can tell. Like, I could feel her energy. She could feel my energy that I just didn't want to hear it. So I sent a note, voice note, and I was just like, look, I love you. You know, I love you so much that I want you to love on you a little bit more. And I just hate the fact that we keep talking about the same shit. And there's so many other things you could be talking about in this world than a nigga. You know, and it's other things that you could be doing with yourself than talking about this nigga. Because she's a very smart girl, has dreams of doing, this girl has dreams of doing amazing things. And she has talent, you know what I mean? But she lacks the focus, the discipline, because she puts her energy and her time and her money into niggas. You know what I mean? And like I said, this is how she always been, even in high school. And I just was never that type. So I couldn't relate to it because I guess I never really seeked love as much as she did. Right? So I just was like, girl, like, it's other things we could be talking about in this nigga. Like, we got other things we could be doing. You feel me? And you up yelling, screaming 7:00 in the morning. You know what I mean? About this nigga that's been doing the same shit since 2019. You know what I mean? So she heard the message and she never responded. And when she didn't respond, I took it as she ain't want to fucking talk. So when she ready to talk, she reach out. And that time never came. She never reached out. I never reached out. She went on Twitter. No, not Twitter. She went on Instagram and she posted some things. I don't know if they were towards me because I wear a size 9. And that shoe was definitely a size fucking 5, and I wasn't about to squeeze my big ass feet into that little ass shoe. I don't know if the status that she was making was about me. I didn't feel like they were, because I knew in my heart I was a genuine friend. You get what I'm saying? If you hear somebody saying, oh, people ain't never your friends and watch your friends, da, 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 you know what I mean? Like, I don't put my foot in that shoe because I know every time I showed up for you, I was genuine. You get what I'm saying? So you can't possibly be talking about me. But I didn't unfollow her at first. And I just was still following her, still watching her shit, because I can love you. And that's one thing about a Cancer. A Cancer could love you and miss you and love and miss you from a distance. Like, I can love you and miss you and not reach out. But I watch your page to make sure you're alive. But I don't want to speak to you. And to you. When you're ready to speak, we can speak. But right now, I'm just not. I'm not, I'm not in the business of begging friendships type shit. So, I watched the page and whatnot, and, every day it was something negative. It was, every day it was some type of drama. Every day it was just, like, low frequency shit going on. And I was at a point where I was doing a social media, detox. And, I'm still doing that shit. Almost done. Where I was just going around, I was unfollowing people who just was negative, who wasn't adding to my vision. I was only following people who were doing the things I crave to do in life, so that when I get on my social media, I was inspired. That's where I was at in life. That's where I'm at in life. So when I seen that it was negative shit all the time, I said, you know, I'm glad she's alive, but I can't indulge in this shit. So I hit the unfollow button. Once I unfollowed her, she unfollowed me. We went months, damn near a year without talking. We didn't speak again until February of last year, right? So like I said, that was our second falling out. Now, this brings us to a third falling out. We speak again because somebody in her family reached out to me and told me she got hit by a car. And I was like, damn, we went all this time without talking and you could have damn near died, you know? So I reached out, and when I reached out, I put everything out there on the table, like, look, I love you, you know, but I just can't deal with this, you know what I mean? Like, and it's other things we could have been beefing about, but we beefing about something so small. I wouldn't even say beefing, because it really wasn't a beef. It was just more like you ain't want to be my friend, because I said, the last message was me, you ain't got shit to say, okay, cool, you know what I mean? So, we spoke, we made up, and things went right back to normal. We were talking every day, you know, right back to normal. But on her end. Nothing much changed on her end except for her getting hit by a car. She was still in the same predicament that she was when we stopped talking, basically. And some may say worse, but I don't want to say that. I'm going to just say she was still in the same predicament that she was when we stopped talking. I'm not going to talk about her personal life because that's not nobody's business but her. But yeah, she was still in the same predicament she was when we stopped talking. So at this point, she was learning how to walk again. She was dealing with her surgery, you know. Imagine almost losing your life because she almost lost her fucking life. That's a lot to handle. And the thing about my ex-best friend is she was dealt some fucked up cards. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying that her life was easy because it wasn't in no shape or form. And I can get why she is the way she is because of the cards that she was dealt in life. However, we can't just keep playing the victim game. You know what I mean? Like, we can't keep playing the victim all the time. Like, I'm just not a fan of that. So anyways, she got hit by a car. We started talking again or whatever. And like I said, it brings us to our third fall now because she was still fucking with this guy. And this time we didn't fall out because of this guy. This time we fell out because when someone's not happy where they're at in life because they've been dealt some fucked up cards, and it's like every time they try to make one step forward, they feel like they get knocked back down 10. When it's just a lot for them to deal with, because like I said, her mom died. She gets hit by a car. She's going through a divorce. She's going through life-changing events. You know what I mean? Like, losing apartments, gaining apartments, losing cars. Like, she's going through some real life shit. So it's not like I could be, you know, and some people can't even relate to what she went through. I can't personally relate to losing my mom. I can't personally relate to being hit by a car. I don't want to experience those things either, but I can't personally relate to them, right? So she had a rough life. I definitely give her that. But when someone is not happy with where they're at and when they're not healing from it or not trying to heal, and then they're still entertaining the bum, the rubbish that is beneath them, nothing but negativity comes out of their mouth and nothing but anger comes off their tongue. And she just wasn't the person I knew, if that makes any sense. So we're having a conversation on my third fall now. We're having a conversation about something so stupid. I don't even know why we was even talking. Something that happened in high school. I don't even know why we was talking about it. Something about this guy that I dated in high school. I don't know how it came up, but he thought I was a hoe. And maybe he was just trying to see if the rumors that they said about me was true. Some shit like that. And this wasn't her first time bringing it up. It was like a multiple thing. Like, she always brings up the fact that this guy, and I really liked this guy in high school, but the fact that this guy thought I was a hoe, or he didn't really like me, and this, and that. And these are the things that he was telling her about me. And I always thought it was weird, like, when these things were being told about me, and you were my friend, why you never told me? You waited to after we broke up, or you waited to years later to finally tell me. It was weird. So I did catch a little bit of offense to what she was saying, because I always wonder, if you were my friend, why you never told me when you first heard it? But she was closer to that guy than she was closer to me at that time. It was like in the beginning of our friendship. So maybe that's why. I don't know. But it always rubbed me the wrong way that it was like something you knew that you never told me. You know what I mean? So when she said it, I did have a little bit, like I said, I caught offense. I did have a little bit of an attitude. And sometimes when I start to feel offended or I feel like somebody being disrespectful, my demeanor changes. So my demeanor changes, my tone changed. And she's like, you know what? We can stop this right here. I just want to let you know, I don't even care. I don't care because your tone is starting to change. I'm just not about to go there with you. And I was just like, how the fuck you gonna just cut me the fuck off, bitch? Like, I'm talking. You don't just cut me the fuck off when I'm speaking. Like, the fuck wrong with you? So I was like, I wasn't going there with you. You feel me? But
since you brought it up, like, yeah, I do feel some type of way. You get what I'm saying? I said, because you speaking on some shit that ain't your fucking place. And that was just me talking because I was mad, you know? And not mad at what was being said about what he said about me, because this shit is fucking in high school. But I was mad at the fact of, like, I could never wrap my mind around how this person was saying these things about me and you never told me. You get what I'm saying? Like, because if my best friend was messing with a guy and this guy was coming and telling me, or even if it was just a regular friend dating this guy and this guy was coming telling me, like, oh, I ain't really feeling her like that. It's rumors that she a hoe. I'm trying to see if I can hit it, da-da-da-da. I would have been said something. I'd have been like, yo, what's up with you and da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? I would have dropped a hint or something. She never said anything until years later. You get what I'm saying? Where she's like, I don't think he really liked you because he used to tell me this and he used to tell me that. And it's like, but you were in my face. You were in my house. You hung out with me and all these things. You know, why you never brought it to my attention? And I get that you were friends with him first. But when you really think about it, we were closer because you were in my house. I was in your house. We hung out. We really was friends. You feel me? That was the start of our friendship. Yeah, but we were really friends. We was around each other. And he's a nigga. And I'm a girl, and what happened to girl code? Like, I just feel like all these years, I just feel like it could have been brought to me before, and it was never brought to me until a year later. And then every time we talk about him, you bring it up. Like, oh, because he thought you was a hoe, and da-da-da. Like, and it's like, why do you keep doing that? You know what I mean? So I was irritated. I was angry. Well, I wouldn't even say angry. I was a little tight. I was a little mad about it, but I wouldn't say angry towards her about it. I was just, like, mad because I just couldn't fathom, like, why you never said nothing, bitch? You know what I'm saying? So my demeanor did change. And then she cut me off and she said she didn't want to have that conversation. She's not going there with me. And I'm like, you know what? Now I do feel the same way. Da-da-da. So I turned up a little bit. And then somehow she started talking about how she know that I be feeling some type of way about her. Like, mind you, this was months ago. So I can't remember exactly word from word. But she was just like, she know that I be feeling some type of way about her because I told her cousin. Because I used to date her cousin. That because I told her cousin some things that I didn't like that she would do, I guess, or whatever. And her cousin told her husband, because her cousin and her husband was best friends. Her cousin told her husband it was brought back to her. And I was like, well, I never said anything bad about you, but there were things that you did that I didn't like. And she was like, oh, I never said you said anything bad about me. I'm like, so what was said then? Like, let's talk about it. Like, what was said? Because you're bringing it up years later. You know, and I dated her cousin, like, fresh out of high school. This is, like, 2014, you know, and this is a conversation we're having in 2024. You know what I mean? So, clearly, you still feel some type of way about it. So, let's talk about it. What was said that I said about you? And she's like, oh, I never said you said anything bad about me. I said, well, then what was it? Because you're not saying it. Well, I never said. I said, well, you're indirectly saying it because you're not saying what was said. And then she's just like, you know what you said. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? I said, the only thing that I could recall that I may have said about you was that I don't like the way you were acting. Like, it seemed like you had a problem with me dating your cousin. You know, and I said, it just seemed like you was on some, like, cop blocking, hating shit. Oh, I'm cop blocking, or I'm hating because my cousin was trying to use you for his papers. And it's like, yeah, your cousin's intentions when he started talking to me was because the nigga was trying to marry me for his green card. But come on now, it's me. You really think I'm going to let somebody use me for a green card? Come on now. So I already was on game. Your cousin showed his hand from the beginning. So I was never going to marry your cousin. But that's not what I meant by her cop blocking and being a hater. We're going to get into that part. But that's not what I meant by it. So then she was just like, she said that. And I was like, no, that's not what it is. It was just the way you were acting. The things you were doing at that time. Like at the Christmas party, just in general. Like when I was dating your cousin, the things that you was doing. Like, it was on some hating shit. And I know that it wasn't like directly towards me because you was dealing with your own things. And she was like, exactly. My mom just died and I've been through all this stuff and da da da. And she was like, I'm sick and tired of explaining what I've been through in my life to people. And I'm like, but this doesn't have anything to do with your mom dying, you know? And that's my issue with her, is that she tries to play victim every chance she gets. Every time you call her out on her stink-ass attitude, because she does have a stink-ass attitude at times, She loves to play victim. Oh, well, I was dealt these cards. Oh, my life was like this. Oh, my daddy was this. Oh, this. And I get it. I get it. You know what I mean? You had a fucked up childhood, whatever you want to call it. We all experience some fucked up shit. But imagine if I'm still walking around acting like this over some shit that happened years ago. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, life goes on. You don't get PTO time. You don't get sick time. You know what I mean? You can't keep punishing people or treating people a certain type of way because you mad at the way your life turned out. So I just was like irritated because I was just like, this doesn't have anything to do with your fucking mom dying. Like, you know what I mean? Not fucking mom, like fuck your mom, but you know what I mean? Like, this doesn't have anything to do with your mom dying, bro. Like, this has nothing to do with your mom, you feel me? And she was like, I don't give a fuck, and just hung up. Hung up the phone. I never called back. She never called me. I just left it like that, and that was basically it for our friendship. What I meant by she was on some hating shit with her cousin is basically what happened was when she got married to her husband was actually marrying her for his green card. I never felt like it was a real marriage. I used to always tell her that it wasn't a real marriage. I used to always tell her that that man was using her. I used to always tell her, like, take some money out that nigga paycheck. Put that shit to the side because you never know when it might rain, bitch. It might pour. You feel me? And it'll be just your luck. He'll have his shit together. You feel me? And leave you and end up in an apartment, in a car, in a job, and all that shit. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. And she used to get mad, like, oh, you don't understand, it's not that easy because you've never been a wife before. She would always throw shade and make fucked up comments whenever I would try to put her on. Like, you know, like, and it wasn't like I was trying to say, like, talk bad about her marriage. And I could see how she could have took it that way, you know, but it was more so like, I'm trying to put you on game in case this shit is right. Because sometimes you got to prepare for the worst so that when the worst does happen, you're good. And when the good shit happens, the best thing happened, you're still good. You get what I'm saying? So that's basically what it was. Like, I knew her husband was using her for his green card. She thought it was a real marriage. And maybe she, I don't know what was going on behind closed doors, that she could have felt like he genuinely loved her and that's what the intentions was. But as an outsider looking in, I could tell that he was using her. You know what I mean? So I was just trying to prevent her from being fucked over. And even when the shit went left, I never was the type of bitch that was like, I told you so. I was just like, okay, friend, what we doing next? You know what I mean? Don't cry. Wipe your tears. You can still do this shit. We gonna get this through. You feel me? Whatever you gotta do to pay these bills, like, huh, I would brainstorm with her. I'll come with ideas. I was there. You know what I mean? Like, I was a present friend. Physically, emotionally, mentally, I was present. You know what I mean? Like, so I can't say that I wasn't a friend. Like, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I feel like I was a genuine friend. You get what I'm saying? I was there present. Like, present in any way, shape, or form you could think of, I was there. You know what I mean? For this girl. But when I was saying she was on some hating shit because her husband was using her for his papers, and her cousin and her husband was best friends, and her cousin was, his intentions was to use me for his papers, and I just wasn't going for it. Instead, I peeped game, and I was on some shit like, I'm gonna get what the fuck I need out of it, you know? So her cousin will buy me, nigga bought me like a $500 necklace one time. He would buy me Uggs. He would buy me purses. He'll give me nail money. He was doing his little thing, okay? And he was an immigrant. I don't know where the fuck he was getting his money from. Well, I know he had a job, you know what I mean? But he was buying me stuff. And I thought that was the best way to go about it because I knew that at the end of the day, if I fell for him and he wanted his green card from me, he was going to get his green card from me. So I was going to make sure that I got everything the fuck I wanted out of it first. I really did like her cousin. That was my boo thing, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I was a little bit smarter, you know what I mean? Like, I was a little bit smarter, a little bit more advanced, I guess you could say. So I feel like she was on some hating shit because her husband and her cousin had the same intentions for me and her. But she fell for the okie doke, and I didn't fall for the okie doke. And on top of her falling for the okie doke, her husband never really, besides the wedding ring and probably a necklace, he never really bought her shit like that. Valentine's Day, he was slack here and there, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they had real adult bills. You know what I mean? He was paying the bills. You know, he had other shit that he was providing. You know what I mean? So he couldn't afford to always buy her jewelry and purses and shit like that. And at this time, we're fresh out of high school. So fresh out of high school, you're 19, you're married. You know what I mean? You're not really 20 and you're married. You're not really putting two and two together like, oh shit, he's making sure I'm good on a different level where fuck the purses, bitch. I got electricity. You get what I'm saying? So you're looking at what your homegirl's getting and you're like, why this bitch getting all these gifts under the Christmas tree and I ain't get shit but hard dick and bubblegum? That's how it's looking to you. But whole time, you don't want for nothing because your bills are paid. You get what I'm saying? Granted, he lives there too, but the bills are paid, bitch. You get what I'm saying? You got a car. You know what I mean? Like, you had... I was still living with my mother type shit. You get what I'm saying? So, it's like different. It was a different situation, but she didn't see it like that. So, when we had the Christmas party, he was there, and my boyfriend was there with our cousin, which was his best friend. And everybody opened in their gifts, and I had a lot of gifts under the tree from him. And her husband didn't give her any gifts. And she was salty that whole night. Everybody talked about how salty she was that whole night. Like, everybody was like, even my other best friend that was there, she was just like, yo, like, I'm not feeling, like, her vibe. Like, why she acting like that, da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it was a conversation that was had, not including her. Yes, we talked about her that day. But it wasn't never like, oh, fuck her, she's a fucked up person, da-da-da. It was more like, yo, it's not like she's hating on me personally. It's her situation. You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you can't take shit personal. You got to just look at it like, oh, well, I could see how she feel that way. She's not mad at me. It's not, the anger isn't towards me. The hate isn't towards me. She's mad at her husband because she wants these things and she's not getting those things. You feel me? And you're seeing another person getting it and you're like, why not? And then they're friends. So you like, yo, he's your friend. Y'all close. Why the fuck he doing this for his bitch who's also my friend and getting a certain treatment and I'm not? You get what I mean? So I never took it like it was a personal jab or hate towards Miss Brownstone. I never took it that way. I always took it as like she was just mad at her situation type shit. You get what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by like she was hating or whatever. But we never got to discuss that because she decided to hang up the fucking phone. And once she hung up the phone, I just was like, fuck it. Friendship done. Because I just never, like, I realized some things that we outgrew each other, you know? Because I don't want to be on the phone complaining about how it's hard to pay a light bill, how it's hard to pay rent, how this is hard, how we're not making enough. You know what I mean? Like, granted, we were in the same boat. I didn't have a job. I was temping. You get what I'm saying? I just got fired. I'm waitressing. I'm making fucking bullshit. You get what I'm saying? I'm going from making $70,000 a year to making crumb that I am. You know what I mean? So we both were fucked up. You know, she couldn't work because she was learning how to walk again. I couldn't work because I wanted to focus on my podcast and shit that, and I needed something to flexible schedule. So we were both fucked up. Just like she was sitting there trying to figure out how she was going to pay the bills, I was sitting there trying to figure out how the fuck I'm pay a light bill too. We both were fucked up. We were both equally yoked. You get what I'm saying? However, I wasn't sitting around moping about it. I wasn't sitting around complaining about it. I was sitting around thinking of a motherfucking plan and put my shit together. And I just realized, like, it was just becoming too negative for me. You get what I'm saying? And I realized, like, damn, our life, we're not where we want to be, but we're on the phone 24/7. And we're complaining about how we not where we want to be. And you're complaining about this nigga. And we could be getting the fuck off the phone and coming up with a plan. You get what I'm saying? We could get off the phone and get into this action. Action. Okay, that's how I was fucking feeling. So I just felt like, yo, I got to get motion. And this person doesn't have any growth. You know, I love her. I think spiritually, she has grown a lot. And I think, you know, maturity, she has matured a lot. But there's other parts in her life that she needs to grow. You know, financially, healing, she needs to do that. I mean, it's a lot of things, you know what I mean? But I'm more so felt like I just didn't want to talk about that shit no more. So once she took her exit plan by hanging up, I just left it there. And I noticed, like, you know, like I said, I wish her the best, but I noticed that whenever I'm not talking to her, I'm more successful. When the first time we fell out over James, girl, what? I landed me a job. I got my license. I got a car. I was driving. Had a career, basically. I had a good career. And I had a nice car paid off by 19. You get what I'm saying? I was doing my thing. No stress there. I was making that bread. Didn't really go out much, but I was making that bread when we first stopped talking. You feel me? Then we come back into your life and we both stagnant. You know what I mean? Then we fall off the second time because of what I said about the bumming and shit like that. And I started doing mad collabs. I started getting a lot of people hitting the follow button on the podcast. Motherfuckers started reaching out. The podcast started doing way better. You get what I'm saying? That's when I was doing all those collabs and stuff. I started making those ebooks. My head was more focused in the game when I wasn't talking to her. I started to see success on a different level. And I mean, success is different for everybody, but I started to see more growth in what I wanted to do when I wasn't talking to her. And then now, this time, we're not talking and I'm doing this book. Oh, excuse me. It may not be done, but I'm working on this book. I'm working on Make Me Over Volume 2. I'm working on Inventing Aisha Brown. I'm more focused. I'm more consistent with the podcast. I'm more, I've been drinking Ginger Ale. I'm more disciplined when I'm not talking to her. I'm more successful. I feel like even I can have $4 in my account right now and I don't feel it compared to when I'm talking to this person. I feel it more. Like I can be sitting here like, how the fuck I'm paying this light bill and be like, all right, being positive, it's going to come to me somehow. It's going to get paid. Versus when I'm talking to her and I have $4 in my bank account, I feel stressed because I'm hearing somebody else talk about how life is so fucking hard. And now we're both on the phone having a pity party. You get what I'm saying? So, like I said, I love her. And I just think that it's hard to have friendships as adults because you're just looking at life differently. And y'all want two different things. And, you know, like I said, I don't think you should cut people off because of the decisions that they make in life because that has nothing to do with me. Like, if she want to fuck a bum, that has nothing to do with me. If she wants to be angry all day at the way the cards God gave her, that has nothing to do with me. You get what I'm saying? Even if she didn't like me, that has nothing to do with me. But I think you should remove yourself from people when it does affect you. You know, like listening to negative shit all day long does affect you. You know what I mean? Being around a person who's not moving, has no motion, does affect you. And I tell you all the time, you hang around non-broke motherfuckers, you bound to be the 10th type shit. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta look at it that way. So I didn't remove myself because I dislike her or because fuck her or because, oh, she was never my friend. I removed myself because I realized, I took a step back and said, hey, when I'm not talking to this person, I'm having motion. When I'm not talking to this person, I'm growing, you know? And I also move myself because I'm thinking to myself, maybe if we get our fucking asses off the phone from talking 24/7 like we used to and get into some action, okay, our life would be better, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that she's growing too while we're not talking. I'm hoping that she's figuring herself out. And, you know, and I pray that maybe one day we can rekindle. And I don't want things to go back to being the same because I'm sick of every time we fall off, it go back to being the same and nothing is changing. But I hope and pray that maybe when we do rekindle or talk again, it just be like the love goes back to how it was, because I'm always going to love her. You know, I hope the love goes back to how it was. But I pray that financially, mentally, physically, spiritually, she's not the same. And I pray that for myself. I pray that financially, physically, mentally, I'm not the same. You know? And in the time of me not talking to her that first time, that's why I said I signed up for a therapist, you know? And it's like when Megan made the comment about B. Simone saying, like, you know, going through a breakup in your friendship is like grieving. And she was like, it hurts. And you know, she got past the part where when traumatic things happen or things happen, that's the first person she want to call. She got past that part. I felt that because, you know, when we weren't talking, I went through that abortion by myself. Yeah, I wanted to call. I wanted to be like, girl, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? That was the first person that came to my mind. Like, I got to call my bitch. But you got to just, when you draw a line in the sand, sometimes that's where the fuck you stand. You know what I mean? So I had to keep it moving. My cat died. Soon I came in and see my cat die, that's the first person I want to call. But got to keep it moving. You know what I mean? Like, dang. You go without talking to somebody long enough, you'll be conditioned on how to live without them. So, that's that. But I think that's the reason why people are having problems with making friendships as adults, because our friendships isn't built off the same shit it used to be built on when you were teenagers. Because when you were a teenager, your friendship was really built off of who's in a close... Ooh, my head. Sorry. When you were younger, your friendship was built off of who's in the close diameter of you, right? Like, oh, I live on Prospect, you live on Prospect, we walk home together, da da da. We're close because we see each other. It's convenient to see you, right? When you become adults, you actually got to go out and make friends, and you got to have other reasons to actually be somebody's friend deeper than, oh, we live on the same block, deeper than, oh, we both love fucking Vibes Cartel, or we both, I'm dating James and she's dating James' best friend. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm dating such and such, she's dating his cousin. Like, we actually have to have real reasons to be friends now besides these corny-ass reasons we had back in the day. We actually have things, and we have to have things in common, and you actually got to bring value to my life, and we have to grow at the same pace or we will get, somebody gonna get left behind. You know what I mean? So it's harder to make friends as adults now because it's not so much about the aesthetic or so much about, oh, who knows who and she knows this person and she's cool with this person, so it's convenient to be her friend. And it's not about that no more. You know what I mean? Like, and granted, like, I done lost a lot of friends along the way. But honestly, fuck them. Like, I don't feel any type of way. But this friendship, oh, it hurt. It hurt not having her. I feel like I'm grieving. Just like my other best friend, we wasn't talking for those 5 years. It felt like somebody died, but they alive. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm willing to go through it. Like I said, I'm not just pray that we grow separately and then come together. And if it doesn't go that way, I wish her the best of luck. You know what I mean? Like, that's just where I'm at in life. So I think that's where B. Simone and... what am I going to say, B. Simone? B. Simone is on some other shit. I think that's where Megan is at in life. And I think that is where JT is at too. So that's why I said I can relate to them on that part. And I could relate to Carisha and what's her name? And B. Simone on the part of, I'm trying to get to my next level and you ain't doing enough. Right? So, damn, we've been talking for an hour and some change, y'all. So yeah, as always, keep it clatchet, and, I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. You are my sister, my best friend, my G, I'm a charge. I mean, I'm gonna sell you off in my body. Go, best friend. My best friend, go best friend, yeah, you are my best friend.